Okay, so there's a Medrash Pliya which says the following. On the Pasuk of Besukos Teishu Shavas Yomim, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishir Mikayim Mitzvah Sukkah, he who is Mikayim the Mitzvah Sukkah, Yizkit Leishe Besukkah Shal, Sidai. Person who is Mikayim the Mitzvah Sukkah will sit in the Sukkah of Sidom, right? Not the Sukkah of the Levi Asan, the Sukkah of Sidom. Shenemar says in Pasuk in Tehillim, Ve'imek Sukkais Amadeit. Eiz Asiba Shehi Be'imek, why is it so deep, the sukkah? Have you aimer, says the Medrash, do sukkah shel stone, because it's the sukkah of stone, which we know is the Yam HaMelech, which is the lowest place on earth. V'shiva ilanos misach v'zu agavzu, and there are seven trees covering one on top of the other, and they are te'enim, anavim, rimonim, shkedim, afarsikin, egoizin, and tamarim al gabehim, and the tamar is on top of them all, as it says in Pasuk, v'sukkah, Tihiya Litzel Yoima. Of course, this Medrash is very perplexing and needs explanation. Mitzvah Hashem. Second thing is another Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah, on the Pasuk of Vayavayu Shnei HaMalachim Stayma Ba'erv, that these two angels, they came to Stom in the evening. So the Medrash says, Ba'arava Shel Stom. The Medrash goes on to explain that the sun of Sodom was setting, that their heyday was coming to an end. And the Medrash learns this from the word ba'erev, as if to say arava. Arava shel Sodom. It's not really such a drush on top of that which the Pasuk is saying, but erev of stone, no, this is the arava of stone, so what does that mean? Furthermore, another Medrash in the Mechilta, it says in Pasuk, Hashem himter al stein v'al amayra, that Hashem rained on Sodom and amayra. Im asu tshuva hari matar. Why does it say that Hashem brought down rain? If he was mamtir, because Hashem was saying, if they'll do tshuva hari matar, it'll just be gishmi bracha. V'im lav gafres ve'esh, and if not, it'll be sulfur and fire. Which is very similar to which we find by the Mabul too, that Hashem brought down Gishmei Bracha. In fact, there's many connections between the Mabul and what took place in stone. Whereas in the Dor HaMabul, it was a Mabul Shel Mayim. But Chazal say that what took place in stone was a Mabul Shel Esh. And there's a Gzeirah Shava, which Chazal make, that it uses the word Rabba by the Mabul, and it says the word Rabba by Sodom. It says, Ki Rabba Ra'as Ha'adam Ba'aretz, a very great, a rabba, ra'a, in the time of the Mabul, and it says, Za'aka stein va'amayra ki rabba. And we'll talk about that more in Mitzvah Shem as well. And furthermore, the Ari reveals the Davar Pela, going back to Parashas Lech Lecha, that the neshama of Rava, the Amayra, Rava, who always has machlokas with Abai, his neshama fell into the hands of Eretz Sodom. And this is hinted to in the Rosh Tevos when Avram comes to retrieve Lot. The Pasuk says, Vagichu es Loit ves Rechushai ben Achi Avram, that they took Loit and his Rechush, the son of the brother of Avram. And Yari explains, Rechushai ben Achi are the letters Rava. Are the letters Rava, which is hinting to Rava being in Stein. So let's try to explain a little bit the relevance of Rava to Sidaim and what's going on with these four kashas. So Boy of Hakdama, the inyan of the Mabul, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought a Mabul to destroy the world, not just the people, but even the Eretz. I made a counting, and it says the word Eretz in Parshas Noach, I think like something like 50 times, it says the word Eretz. And this goes back to Kain and Hevel. In fact, the Ari has a kavana of Hashem Lamabul Yashav, where the Ari says that Sofei Tevos Hevel, that although from the Pashtas of the Torah, Kain and Hevel is unrelated to the Mabul, it's very much related. And the reason why it's related is because the Pasuk tells us, after Kain kills Hevel, But Hashem tells Cain, I have Achicha, where is Hevel? Hevel says, Cain says, I don't know. Hashem Echinichi, and Hashem says to him, what do you mean? Kol Demei Achecha, Tzayakim Elai Min Adama. I hear the voice of Hevel, it's crying out to me from the ground. The pshat is in that nobody was able to hear the voice of Hevel other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every passing day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was listening to this voice of Hevel, which was crying out to Hashem for vengeance against Cain. And based on the Medrash, and the Medrash alludes to this, and it's explained by the Sefer Akedah, that the Mabul was the moment in history where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his nakam on Cain for killing Hevel. As he explains that Cain killed Hevel before he could have children, and therefore it was only Cain and Chase who populated the world. And Cain and his children were very big contributors to world society. They made all different types of inventions and instruments. As the Pasuk talks about occasionally, this one created Barzel, this one created clay Zemer, this one created the Oihel. They were big innovators in the world technology back in those days. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no Rachmanis on them. And he wiped them all out. The only one that was left, which was Noach and his family, and they came from Chase. And it seems the reason why that is because of the Kol Demei Achecha Tzayakim Elai Min Adama. What brought down this heavy hand of the Mabul was the tzaakos that Hevel was making towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu from the Tehoim. And this is the secret of that which David says in Tehillim, Tehoim El Tehoim Kairei, that the Tehoim calls out to the Tehoim. That there's a Tehoim on below and there's a Tehoim above. That's why the Pasuk says that when the Mabul began, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Tehoim Mais Rabbah. V'arum Mais HaShemayim Niftachu. That because the Tehoim Mais Rabbah, which is our key word again, Rabbah, they opened up below, so then the windows of heaven opened up as well, and that brought down the torrents of the Mabul. And in fact, Chazal tell us that there's not a tipa which falls from Shemayim where there's not two tipas which come from the ground. What we see here as a very important klal is that when there's a kol rabba, when there's a very strong kol, it's a tzaaka from below, it opens up the heavens above. This is a midah in Avodas Hashem, this idea of having a kol tzedakah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just that when a person davens that he screams out to the Eibishter with his mouth, but that the lev should be tzovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Tzadik says the following comment to Pit Tzadik, and there he's speaking about Hoshana Rabbah. And he says, Hayoyim hazeh hanikra Hoshana Rabbah, this day of Hoshana Rabbah, mipnei sheba tzaaka gedoyla balev lehivasha, be Yeshua Rabbah, that there's a very deep kol tzaaka in the depths of our hearts, because we feel our lacking, that we have not yet been saved. Why is Hoshana Rabbah connected to David? Because he, David, although people could not see so, but David HaMelech, everywhere he went, there was a constant staka in the depths of his heart to Hashem. Because he always saw himself as being always being an outcast. Like, we know he spent his whole life, his earlier life for sure, feeling like an outcast from his house of his father and his brothers, the Evan Masu, Habayinim HaYisrael HaShfina. But says Reb Tzadik, the Taich of the Derech of David HaMelech was a Ke'ol Tza'aka from the depths of his heart, which is really the need of what Hoshana Rabbah is. We find this inyan as well, this Kol Tza'aka, in the Parsha and Torah by the Na'ar Me'urasa. The Torah tells us that if a man rapes a Na'ar Me'urasa, v'hi tza'aka, and she cries out, but nobody hears her, v'ein moshiyala. So she's not held chayiv. She's considered to be an oines achmana patre. But the Medrash makes the following comment on the words v'ein moshiyala. But since the Torah uses the word ein, mechlal sheyesh. It's mashma that if the Torah says ein moshiyah, that really she does have a moshiyah, but there was no human to come and help her. But really yesh moshiyah la, And who is that? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says, it's almost like a haftacha. It's built into the tev of the Bria, that when there's a kol tzaka milamata, it opens up a Yeshua milamala, the Ein Mashiach. Ein Mashiach by a human. However, Yesh Mashiach klapei kodesh b'ruach hu. And really, this pertains to Sodom as well. The Torah tells us that Er Dana, Hashem comes down to Sodom. Why? Haktzaakasa habo elai. Hashem says, I hear tzaaka coming from Sodom. Let me go down and see what it is. Now, according to the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Anshei Resha of Sodom, they took one of the daughters of Lot and they covered her in honey, and the bees came and tortured her. However, according to Pirkei de Belazar, there was a different story which took place. Pirkei de Belazar tells us that Lot had a daughter, her name was Plotis. And she noticed that there was an ani in Sodom who was going through the garbage heaps. And every day she would come secretly and to provide food for this ani. Until one day the people of Sodom, they caught on to her. And they chapped her. And they took her out to be burnt by the stake. And the Medrash says that she cried out a very deep cry to the Kisei HaKadosh, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard. And Hashem said about that cry, Haketzaka Asa, I hear a cry, Er Dana, let me go down and see what that cry is. But this was the cry, which is very similar to that cry of the Nair HaMurasa, of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Er Dana, let me go down, Ein Mashiach, there's nobody who will save her. And there was taka nobody in Sodom who would save her. And on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Er Dana Haketzaka Asa. And it's mashma from the Medrash that it was enough time left that she didn't go out to be burnt by the stake. She was saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved her. And this is why this is so important, is because this is the very midah of Malchus Beit David, like Rav Tzadok taught us before. The inyan of Haketzakasa, the cry out from the depths of the water, which comes to the Kisei HaKadosh, and Hashem says, Er Dana Haketzakasa. Let me go down and let me see that tzaka. And Chazal tell us that we know Matzasi David Avdi. Hashem says, I found David HaMelech, Chechem Matzasi, I found him in stone. Because after all, it's from Lot and his daughter that David HaMelech comes, which is from Moab. And David's neshama is in Sodom. And we're seeing this midah of Hoshana Rabbah of David HaMelech, as explained by Reb Tzadok, manifests itself through Plotis, the daughter of Lot. That's not mukhach from Pirkei de Belazar that this was the daughter that Lot took, but the fact that her name is Plotis implies that she was saved. Like Chazal say by Og, that he's called Vayavo HaPalit, that he was saved from the Mabul, so too, Plotis is the daughter of Lot, who was saved from the Mabul in Sodom. That from her and Lot comes David HaMelech, who exemplified this Midah. Where else do we see this Midah in the Shalshalas from Malchus Beit David? By Tamar. That Tamar was also Hotzi'u of Isisarev, she was taken out to be burnt by the stake. Yet although the Torah doesn't say so, but because it was from the depths of her heart, she was crying out to the Rebbe Shmuel. And in the very last second, Chazal say that when Yehuda said, Tzadka Mimeni, that it comes from me, from there comes Mashiach ben Yosef and David HaMelech, Mashiach ben David, and the whole Hishtalshlus of David HaMelech. That's the Midah, which is almost like the trademark of the Malchus Beis David. With this, we can explain the Smichas HaParshias in Parshas Kiseitze, where the Torah tells us the parsha of the Namhurasa, who's nanas, and she makes tzaaka, she makes that cry, and immediately after that, the Torah tells us, lo yavo amoni mavi b'kal Hashem. What's the shaykhis? But it's from that parsha of the tzaaka comes the sugya of lo yavo mayavi, mayavi v'lay ma'aves, that's David's Pesach into Klaisu. That tzaaka that David HaMelech shouted out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem heard those cries, and he created the Pesach for him of mayavi v'lay ma'aves. This can be seen from that wish that Tzivtze Tzadik from Piltz, that he quotes his father-in-law, the Chiddush HaRem, Shamati Mipi Moyi Rabbi Zal, referring to the Chiddush HaRem, the Eitzel Nara Maharasa, by the parish of Nara Maharasa, Shachayva HaTayra Al Ha'inish, that the Torah says, she's Chayv Al Dvar Shalai Tzaaka, which is Mashma, that when an Adam is Yochol Litzok Ve'ino Tzoik, if he can cry and he doesn't cry, he's called Beratzon. So therefore, Tiknu Chazal, Litzel Kol Yisrael Hayom, on this day of Hoshana Rabbah, there's an inyan of Hoshana. litzayk, and to scream out Hoshana. What we're seeing is that Hoshana Rabbah and the avoid of Hoshana Rabbah, as explained earlier by Rav Tzadok, connects to the Mahalach of David HaMelech, but that's really what the avoid of Hoshana Rabbah is. Not so much to shout out with the mouth Hoshana Rabbah, but to cry from the depths of the heart Tashay Hoshana, as says Chiddush Arim, we learn from the parash of Naam Arasa. So again, to take that one step further, because Naam Arasa teaches us, Ein Mashiela, Aval Yesh Mashiela, that when there's a Tza'ak Rabbah from the depths of the heart, Mashiela is Yeshua. And being that this is the Midah of Tamar, it would explain why one of the Hoshanas which we say on Hoshana Rabbah is Hoshana Dom Salasamar. Dom Salasamar. The Mefarshim go wild in explaining what that means, Hoshana Dom Salasamar, Hoshana. But here it means Dom Salasamar. The Hoshana, this cry that we do on Hoshana Rabbah, is Doimel Tamar. It's like Tamar Eishes Yehuda, from where David HaMelech comes from, the Tza'ak of Alev, which unlocks the Shefa Milamal. Now to come back, once we're here, to Hoshana Rabbah. And we're saying that what was demonstrated in Sodom with the Maisa with Plotus, that her crying out at the very last second before being burnt, and that Sreifa, which she was about to be burnt in, she brings down the Gafresh Va'ish, that Sreifa, Min HaShemayim, to burn her Ma'ansim, those who tried to violate her. So when exactly did this incident take place in Sodom? We have different mashmoshes from the pasuk. On the one hand, it would seem that it took place on Pesach, because it says that Lot was baking matzahs, and it came from the house of Avram, who was also baking matzahs. Yet we find that it took place on Sukkot, because it says that when the malachim were in the house of Avram, tachas ha'itz vayochelu, Chazal say tachas ha'itz zu ha'sukkah. And the emes is, it's really not a stira, because in that time, Sukkot and Pesach were really in its shayrish, they were really one, because they're both Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and really Sukkot should be in Pesach, in Nisan, but the Torah says it brought to Tishrei. But Al Kopanim, without getting into the sugya and explaining why it's not a stira, you could say it's Pesach, you could say it's Sukkot, you could really say it's both. But let's work with the fact that it's Sukkot. So what day of Sukkot was it? So Baderech Efsher, it would seem that this Maisa took place on Hoshana Rabbah. Not only is it the mid of Hoshana Rabbah, like the Tzaddikim are telling us, but it actually took place on Hoshana Rabbah, Tachas Ha'etz Vayachelu. What do we know about Hoshana Rabbah which would indicate that? The Ari explains, based on the Zayar, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the Chasim HaSadin, but the Piskin, that the Pekalach, the Kvitlach, I should say, they don't go out into the hands of Malachim to carry out the Gzar Din until Hoshana Rabbah. That's like the chasima on top of the chasima, says the Ari. And we see exactly that. The fact that the malachim, that they come from the house of Avram and Sarah, and after Avram pleads on behalf of Sodom to be saved, which is like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Hashem says, no, there's a gzar din. I'm sending the malachim out to carry it out. That's a bechina of Hoshana Rabbah. Furthermore, we know that Hoshana Rabbah b'Misaira is the day of Melchamas Gog u'Magog, and a dugma from that is what took place in Sodom. Because the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a Mabul Shel Esh on Sodom, where there was complete and total rishas, in order to save Lot, from which Mashiach comes from, that's exactly what Gog u'Magog is. It's the Melchama al Hashem al Mashiachai. The redeeming and the revelation of Nishmas Mashiach, which Lot contained, from that destruction. In fact, we take the Aravos in our hands and we bang it five times, which could probably corresponds to the five cities of stone, which were included in the Gzeira, although one was saved, which is the secret of Matzapach, it's called the Chamisha Gruos in Kabbalah. And perhaps the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Er Dana, let me go down and see, Er Dana, is because of the word Hoshana, which we say throughout the entire day. That after every Hoshana, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Er Dana, let me go down and see all the Nas. The hundreds of Nas which we offer Kadosh Baruch on Hoshana Rabbah. That's why it's called Hoshana Rabbah. There's a lot of Hoshanas. So Naniach that it took place on Hoshana Rabbah. This is the Mid of David, which Hashem finds in stone, of Plotus from where he comes from, and Tamar. This will explain to us the next Nakuda about Hoshana Rabbah as it pertains to the Indian of stone. We know that Hoshana Rabbah is sometimes spelled in Sfarim as Rabbah with a hey, and sometimes Rabbah with an aleph. My nafkamina. So l'chari, if it's called Hoshana Rabbah with a hey, it's because we said before the Gzeira Shava of Rabbah Rabbah. That it says by the Ma'abul, Ki Rabbah Ra'as Ha'adam Ba'aretz. Yet it says here in Sedoim, Zakas Stoim Va'amoira Ki Rabbah. Going on the pasuk of Hakatzakasa, that the Za'aka that Hashem says, I hear from Stoim and Amoira, a Za'aka Rabbah, a Hoshana Rabbah. This is the midah of what Hoshana Rabbah is. Za'akas Rabbah. Coming from stone. And we said, Ve'ein Moshiyala, Yesh Moshiyala. Moshiyala is from the word Hoshana. That when there's Tza'aka Rabbah, there's a Hoshana. Hashem says, Moshiyala, that's Hoshana. The same word. So that's called Hoshana Rabbah. That Gzeira Shava would tell us why it's called Hoshana Rabbah. But why Hoshana Rabbah? With an Aleph, Pshat is because as the Ari taught us, going back to one of our questions, that the neshama of Rava was in Sodom, as it says, Ve'esrichushoi ben achi v'shetevas Rava. So with this marble that Hashem brought upon Sodom, from which He saved David HaMelech, and the whole shalshelis of David Malka Mashicha, included in that Yeshua was also Rava. So hence, the reason why it's called Hoshana Rava, because that was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Rava from the city of Sodom. What indicates that is not only was Rava saved there, but we find that Rava in the Gemara has two mamarim pertaining to stone. And so to Daf Yoma Beis, the Gemara says, on Daf Yud Zayin, Darash Rava, Bizchar Sha'amar Avram Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, that since Avram said Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, Zachu Banav L'shtei Mitzvos of Efer Para and Ofer Sota. Paisa was zeichet to two mitzvahs, one of Afer, one of Efer, Paraduma, and Afer Sota. We're not going to get into why both of these correspond to what happened in stone. The whole inyan of the Sota is that she cries from the depths of her heart, and if she's found to be innocent, she's able to have a child who's a tzaddik. That's exactly what happened to Plotus. That she was mamash innocent, she cried out to Hashem, she comes out, she's with Lot, and she has a whole gez of tzaddikim, which will eventually come from her. That's mamash v'niksa v'nizra zer. The whole parsha of Sota is exactly what happened. And also Paraduma is the inyan of from Tumah comes a Tara. That from the city of stone, which was the place of Tumah, which is Plotis, and from the house of Lot comes the Tzadik, which is Nishmas Mashiach. So really, even the parshas, which Rava is darshaning, pertain to the whole inyan of stone. But these words that Avram said, which is the real Nakuda, Vanochi Afar Fa'efa, were said in Parshas Vayera when Avram was pleading on behalf of stone. And the second Maimar of Rava, which is in Chulin Daf Peites, Amar Rava, V'itim Rabbi Yochanan HaGadol, Gadol Mashinam Rabbi Moshe V'Aaron, greater that which was said about Moshe and Aaron than that which was said about Avram. By Avram it says in Pasek, Anechi Afer Ve'ifer, but by Moshe it says V'nachnuma. So twice we see that he's darshaning, Rava himself, these words of Anechi Afer Ve'ifer, in the Sugi and the Parsha of Stone. And Be'emes, this Tzura is exactly what takes place on Hoshana Rabbah, which we're describing. And in the same way that by Sodom and by the Mabul, that there was a Za'aka Milamata, a Za'aka Rabbah, which opened up the heavens of the Matar of the Mabul, and the matar of which took place in stone. That's what happens every year. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is what the shofar really is, the Sfarim HaKadoshim explain, that the kol shofar is really a tza'aka b'toy chalev. That takes place in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and again on Hoshana Rabbah, but this time without a keli, this time with our mouths, which is even higher darga. And then immediately after Hoshana Rabbah comes Shmini Atzeres, which is what? Tfilas Geshem. Like Rashi says, according to Chazal and Parshas Bereishis, Va'adam ayin, lavad es hadama, that there was no man who was yet on the ground to bring down the rain. Rashi says that matar only comes from tefillah. And we see here the type of tefillah which unlocks the keys, the doors of Geshem, is a tza'aka mitaych alev, tahayim al tahayim kairi, that the depths of the tahayim of a person that he calls out unlocks and opens up the doors of the matar and the Geshem to fall from the tahayim rabba above. So therefore, the shaykh between Hoshana Rabba and Shmini Atzeres, the smichas of these days, is that it's really the avodah of Hoshana Rabba which allows us to be mespalo for Geshem on Shmini Atzeres. So coming back to the questions which we began with, we said, going to the Medrash Pliya, the person who's mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah will be zayichet to sit in the Sukkah Shel Sadaim. Because the Sukkah Shel Sadaim is a real thing. The whole incident took place in Sadaim. And this is the secret of the Sukkah Shel Sadaim. But it's called Emek Sukkos. That the depths, that the tza'aka in the Emek of Sadaim, is what brings down the Geshem. But the Sukkah Shel Sadaim means that whatever destruction is going to happen around us, a person will be protected in what's called the Sukkah Shel Sadaim. That Sadaim is the place of that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he wipes away the Rishayim. But the Sukkah Shel Sadaim means sit in that place that a person will be protected because of the Tza'aka Balev, in the same way that Ploitis and Lot and David HaMelech were all saved because of that Tza'aka B'tei Chalev. Just to explain that which the Medrash said, that there's going to be seven types of trees, but tamarim al gabeim, that the tamar will be on top. That's the Haishan Adam Salasamar that we spoke about before. The Mida of Tamar, which is symbolized by the Tamar, which is Oila al gabeim. In the same way that the 7 days of Sukkot likely correspond to the seven to the Zion Minim, which they do. And the seventh being the Tamar, which is Dvash, which is the seventh of them. So Shana Rabba corresponds to Dvash, which is the Tamar. And that's the Mida of Tamar, which is Hoshana Rabba, the Mida of David, who speaks of the David, the Tza'aka Balev. With this we can understand, as well, that which the Medrash says, Vayavoyu shnei ha-malachim staima ba'erev. The Medrash said, Ba Aravel Shel Sadaim. Why is it called Aravel Shel Sadaim? Because the Gemara refers to Hoshana Rabba as what? Yom Arava. The day of the Aravos. And the Arava represents the Rishayim. So Arava Shel Sadaim means that they came be'arava shel stam on the day of the Yom Arava on Hashanah Rabbah. And that which the Medrash said, Hashem himter al stam v'alamara. Hashem was bringing matar on stam and amara. If they were to do tshuva, it would be matar. But if not, gafris ve'esh. Why? Because it's the same thing as the mabul. But that's the idea. The whole inyan of Hashanah Rabbah is that when there's a tza'aka, v'seich alev, it brings down matar. And if we're zayich, it's matar. But if we're not zayich, it's not matar. But that's the koyach that Hashanah Rabbah has, is that the tza'aka balev v'Hashem himter, that it awakens a rachmanas. It awakens a rachmanas. And since Hashanah Rabbah, which is really part of the Amun Arayim of the Aseret Simei Tshuva, if it's done mitoich tshuva, then it's telling us that Hashanah Rabbah is the day which brings down the matar. When does that take place? That's Shmini Atzeres, is the beginning of that. That's Tfilas Geshem on Shmini Atzeres. We see from here is the midah of haktzakasa, that there's a certain avodah which takes place, which is nela mikol chad, and nobody could see it, but it's a shout from the depths of the heart that only Kadosh Baruch Hu can hear, going back to Hevel, called me'echecha tzakim yalam me'adama, that a person can mamash bring a marvel to the world from such a tzak. And it's an avodah from the Parshat Namurasa, the hidden derech of David HaMelech. And that's really like the depths of Hashanah Rabbah. We don't understand the amkas of Hashanah Rabbah. Because Hashanah Rabbah comes from such a deep place that there's a tza'aka b'tei chalev mamish, that nobody can hear other than the Ribbono Shel Olam which takes place. That Hashanah is much more than just saying Hashanah. It has to be so deep that HaKadosh Baruch Hu catches his attention. It's the erdana katzakasa on Hashanah Rabbah. Hence, the key word in this drush is the word haktzakasa. It's even a very funny word. We don't find any word like that in the Torah. Haktzakasa. It's like a combination of like a few like the hey and the chaf and the hey at the end and sakas. It's a very interesting word. It happens to be that the word haket sakasa is gematria hashana rabba. Okay, it's hidden there for davening alfish b'seicha to make meaningful sakasa slashem to b'seicha to vashem him to racham maklaisa. It's the Irish Mashiach Tzakinim here. Amen. Amen.